The future of the internet is playing out in Washington now. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. This week, the Federal Communications Commission is set to vote on what's termed network neutrality. That's about internet companies doing deals that give some content providers fancier service. Internet companies own these conduits for data and feel they should be able to do what they please. Critics say this discriminates against the startup companies of the future. Marketplace's Noel King has more.
Some tech companies and investors say the FCC proposal would kill future tech giants in the cradle. Althea Erickson, a policy director with the online marketplace Etsy, says someday sellers might be able to use video to introduce their handmade goods, but
there's no way that we could afford to pay for priority access, and that would really hurt the sellers who depend on our platform.
Yancey Strickler, CEO of the crowdfunding platform Kickstarter, says fast lane access for some is bad news for others.
I'm concerned that the Kickstarters of tomorrow will be stifled by this telecom tax.
Jeff Eisenach, who deals with technology issues at the American Enterprise Institute, says the entrepreneurs of tomorrow have nothing to worry about.
The last thing in the world that a big company like a broadband ISP wants to do is discriminate against somebody who's coming up and might be competing.
Because, he says, competition among content providers allows the companies selling them broadband access to keep prices higher. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
As you guide your car onto a crumbling on-ramp or wait for a delayed commuter train this morning, consider this. It is National Infrastructure Week. Groups as diverse as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO are spending a few days in Washington to talk about upgrades for bridges, roads, water supplies, electricity grids. Dan Bobkoff reports.
Last year, Casey Dinges of the American Society of Civil Engineers says his group gave the country's infrastructure a whopping grade of D+, a step up
from a D in 2009.
Still, we have a rickety power grid, falling bridges, even 19th century water mains.
There's a water main break every 2 minutes.
Infrastructure Week organizers say they want to highlight how important infrastructure is to the economy. Robin Bursling is with the National Association of Manufacturers.
Currently, the United States is investing less than 2% of its GDP in infrastructure.
And there's a more pressing issue. The nation's gas tax-funded Highway Trust Fund is running low on cash. That means the government could soon delay paying for highway repairs. Janet Cavanocchi of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says Congress doesn't want to touch the gas tax in an election year.
If not the gas tax, then what are we going to do to pay for it?
So one measure of Infrastructure Week's success is if someone can answer that question. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.
I saw the other day that movie ticket sales are expected to go down around the world during this year's World Cup Soccer Championship. It's being hosted by Brazil, where workers are scrambling ahead of the June start of the matches. People who travel to Brazil for the games will see a country with a growing economy, but one with deep inequalities in income and housing. The BBC's Katie Watson reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro is known as the Cidade Maravilhosa, the marvelous city. Standing with my feet deep in the sand here on Ipanema Beach, it's certainly a marvelous sight. And those lucky enough, or should I say rich enough, have increasingly been buying up a piece of this prime real estate. In Rio de Janeiro, property prices have gone up more than 250% in the past 6 years. In São Paulo, they've risen nearly 200%. Figures that have sounded alarm bells for some economists. The word bolha, bubble in Portuguese, is a word brought up frequently when it comes to house prices. But while an increasing number of Brazilians are buying their dream homes, there are plenty of people shut out of the housing market altogether. But housing movements are trying to change that. The Marconi Occupation is run by the Movement for Housing for All and is home to 170 families. Welita is in charge of the occupation. She lives in one of the flats with her partner and 2 children.
The government's investing billions for the World Cup, but they don't have the money to invest in education, in housing and health. When we sit down at the table with them, they say they don't have the funds.
But there are steps being taken. São Paulo Municipality aims to build 55,000 houses in the next 2 years. But Walita says more action needs to be taken. She took me to another building nearby that had just been taken over by squatters the night before.
Congratulations, everyone. We don't know what the outcome will be, but in fighting, we win. If we don't fight, we sadly won't reach our goal.
And that's a feeling shared by many people in this city. With no signs of a bubble bursting just yet, occupations are the only way forward for many families here in Brazil.
The BBC's Katie Watson reporting there. Is a currency undervalued or overvalued? Deutsche Bank compares the cost of a cheap date in various cities and countries. Using New York's prices as the baseline, this metric finds the British pound in general, and London in particular, is pretty expensive, with a cheap date 21% higher than in the Big Apple. Rio was 37% cheaper than New York's prices, Mumbai 75% cheaper. According to the cheapos at Deutsche Bank, a cheap date's defined as a couple of taxi rides, burgers and a soda at McDonald's, two movie tickets and a couple of beers. Last year, the bank included a bouquet of roses in the calculation, but apparently that added a note of volatility, so this year not even flowers. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.